Welcome to my mommy's podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Wellness. That's wellness with an E on the end. My personal care line focused on creating safe and natural products that nourish your body from the outside in so you can feel great about your family using them. I'm so excited about our best-selling mineralizing toothpaste that now comes in three different options. Our best-selling original mint, charcoal for extra whitening, and now strawberry flavored, which is absolutely a kid favorite. Unlike most toothpaste, ours doesn't have a poison control warning because it only contains ingredients that are safe and beneficial to your oral microbiome and to your tooth enamel. It's centered around hydroxyapatite, which is a naturally occurring mineral that's used in tooth enamel. It also contains things like aloe, neem, and green tea to naturally support the optimal oral microbiome balance in the mouth, which is a big factor because when the oral microbiome gets out of balance, it can go one of two directions, in the direction of strep mutans, which leads to cavities and tooth decay, or toward gingivitis. And those don't actually happen at the same time, but they're competing opportunistic bad bacteria. And our formula helps naturally work against both of those and support the natural microbiome of the mouth. Our thousands of happy customers tell us how much fresher their mouths feel and how their teeth keep getting whiter and stronger naturally. I'd love for you to check it out. You can check out our toothpaste and all of our amazing products at wellness.com. That's WellNesse.com. This episode is brought to you by Paleo Valley, a company that is near and dear to my heart. I really like all of their products, and my family especially loves their 100% grass-fed beef sticks, which are clean, gut-friendly, and protein-packed snack options. They never last long in my house because my kids enjoy them so much. And I love how seriously Paleo Valley takes creating healthy and environmentally friendly products. Their grass-fed beef sticks are the real deal. They're sourced from 100% grass-fed and grass-finished cows that are never fed grains or harmful antibiotics. And they come from small family-owned farms right here in the USA that practice rotational grazing, meaning farmers literally rotate the pastures on which the cows graze, so they aren't feeding on the same soil forever, depleting its nutrients. This means that the cows are helping increase the nutrient density of the soil and put carbon back in the soil where it belongs. Another important difference? Virtually every other meat snack on the market is made with a processing agent called encapsulated citric acid, or ECA. Companies use this in order to guarantee a long shelf life for their products, but one study from the University of Illinois at Chicago found that ECA can cause joint discomfort caused by stiffness and swelling, muscle aches, upset stomach, and more. Instead, Paleo Valley beef sticks use the old world methods of fermentation, which gives the beef sticks a long shelf life without harmful acids and chemicals, and they're also free of brominated vegetable oil, hormones, and MSG used in many products. And the natural fermentation process means that they're a natural source of probiotics as well. Check out these amazing grass-fed beef sticks and all Paleo Valley products at paleovalley.com/mama. And if you use the code MAMA15, you'll save 15% on your order. Again, that's paleovalley.com/MAMA and the code MAMA15 to save 15%. Hello, and welcome to the Wellness Mama podcast. I'm Katie from wellnessmama.com and wellness.com. That's wellness with an E on the end. And I'm here today with Dr. Robin Berzin, who is the founder and CEO of Parsley Health, which is America's leading holistic medical practice, specifically designed to help women overcome chronic conditions. And she founded this company to help Americans combat the rising tide of chronic disease through really personalized holistic medicine. And she's also the author of a new book called State Change, which we talk about today. And in this episode, we go into a lot of different things: root cause functional medicine, why mental health struggles aren't just in our head, they can start in our bodies, and how to do a self-assessment to get a baseline, how to get inexpensive labs, core actions versus habits, and why the difference is important, why she tests thyroid levels in every single patient, why average is not optimal, and how to understand your lab results, why women were excluded from medical research until 1993, and so lab ranges still don't reflect accurate ranges for women because of this, what to know about metabolic syndrome in blood sugar, the amazing science of meditation, and so much more. Very practical episode. She's a lot of fun to talk to, and I know you will enjoy this as much as I did. So without further ado, let's join Dr. Berzin. Robin, welcome. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I feel like this is a long overdue conversation, and I'm so excited we finally get to chat. And I feel like some of your current work is extremely relevant to our audience of women and moms who are listening. So I can't wait to jump in. But for background, for those who aren't familiar with you, I would guess many people are, but can you just kind of give us an overview of your background and what led you to your current work path and to starting Parsley Health?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. Long overdue for sure. Excited for this conversation. I'm a mom of three. My youngest is 6 months. I'm a doctor. And I'm not only trained in internal medicine, kind of conventional medicine, trained in New York City, but I also trained in something called functional medicine, which is about getting to the root cause, getting to the why. And those two trainings combined together led me to see that there is a powerful need for all of us to have a form of medicine that is truly holistic, that looks at us as a whole person, that understands our past and our childhoods and the trauma that we've been through and the context of our lives and what we're eating and how we're moving and whether or not we have meaning and purpose, and needs to factor all of that in to our plan for health and wellness. And so all of that kind of came together for me, and I started a company called Parsley Health to bring that kind of medicine, the best of conventional primary care, plus the best of a more functional, holistic approach together, so you didn't have to choose, so that we could help a lot of people heal, especially women heal from the most common issues we have today, which are the autoimmune, the GI, the mental health, the hormone, the fertility, the heart issues, the blood sugar issues, and that women really need a different form of care. So that's why I'm here.
I definitely had my own journey with that in the early stages of Hashimoto's and trying to get answers from doctors. And a lot of the conventional doctors looked at everything kind of in isolation, and the thyroid is its own kind of isolated part of the body that wasn't connected to your gut or wasn't connected to anything else. And it was a journey of lots of learning for me to uncover that. And I agree with you completely. I think the best outcomes happen when we can use the best of both worlds and when we have informed patients who are working with providers who are in alignment. I've said a lot of times on here, we're each our own primary healthcare provider and we have responsibility for our health, but the best outcomes happen when we have a practitioner who understands root cause and who knows what they're doing to guide us. And I know some of your recent work, you are talking a lot about the relationship between chronic illness and mental health. And I know this, like that mental emotional side was an overlooked piece for me for a long time. That was so funny when I realized it, because it really was right there the whole time. But let's talk about that, because I feel like this is something that we're starting to understand more and more recently.
So I forgot to also mention, I'm the author of a book called State Change that came out recently, which is all about the physical barriers to peak mental health. And for so many of us, we feel like our mental health is in our heads. And yet for many of us, our mental health is actually starting in our bodies. And in our medical system, literally mental health is its own department. And the doctors who are focused on mental health don't focus on the physical. And the doctors focused on the physical don't focus on mental health. And that's not working, because there's no magic concrete wall between our heads and our bodies. And what's happening in your body is happening in your brain and vice versa. And when I started Parsley, you know, I didn't start it explicitly as a mental health service. It was really for anyone suffering from a chronic condition, multiple chronic conditions, or just symptoms they couldn't figure out. And what I saw over and over again that was kind of magical was that we were addressing nutrient deficiencies, high blood sugar, thyroid issues like you had that weren't diagnosed, hormone issues, helping people change how they treated their body during the day when it came to food or movement, supplementation, and how along the way, people were getting off their psych drugs, people were feeling better, people were feeling more in control, like they knew how to support themselves when it came to mental health. And whether you have a family history of mental health disorder or a personal history of trauma, or whether you're suffering from the burnout and chronic fatigue and anxiety, depression that we've all lived through for the past couple of years, no matter where you fall in that, if you don't address what's happening in the body, it's like trying to climb Everest and not getting to base camp. And so I wanted to create a roadmap for people to get to base camp so that because we have to find our mental health, as you know, over and over and over again right now. It's not something you pick off the mental health tree and walk away with. It's something we have to cultivate every single day.
Yeah. And it makes sense that that is a back and forth relationship, that our physical health affects mental health. Also, our mental health influences our choices with our physical health and vice versa. What are some of the mechanisms physically that can influence mental health? Like, I know we hear about the gut-brain connection and how gut health can influence mental health. And I know there's a lot more to it than that, but just kind of give us an overview of some of these things.
Yeah. You know, first of all, I always say you can't know where you're going till you know where you've been. And I don't know about you, but I don't remember what I had for lunch last Tuesday, let alone like how anxious or foggy or tired I was, or how bloated I was, or how much my right knee ached or my left hip ached, you know, a month or two ago. And so what we start off with in the book and what we offer at Parsley as well is the self-assessment. That's a total body symptom score. And you give yourself a score and it's a number, because again, we can't remember these things. We got too much going on. And so when you give yourself that number and then you start to make some of these interventions, you start to see, oh, when my gut's really flaring up and my bloating and my reflux and my constipation and my gas are really bad, my brain fog and my headaches are really bad too. And you start to connect the dots across the body. So that's actually where we start, is this